There's a lot of interest in developing solar power projects across Vermont these days. Many small rooftop projects are being installed, and some gigantic projects that are the size of 100 football fields are also being proposed. So what's driving this rush to build solar projects? And should local communities have any say about the projects that are proposed for their towns? With us now to take a look at these issues is Aaron Mansfield, a reporter for VT Digger. Aaron, it's great to have you here.
It's great to be here, Bob.
And I want to mention right off the top that Aaron has written an excellent two-part series on the development of solar power in Vermont and the controversy surrounding some of these projects. You can check it out online at vtdigger.org. So, Aaron, it seems like we're in the middle of an enormous growth spurt in solar energy projects in Vermont. Why is this happening? What's fueling this incredible growth?
So the biggest fuel for the solar industry across the nation is a tax credit. There's a federal tax credit that allows corporations and homeowners to write off about a third of the project cost. And one of the things that's fueling this, especially in 2014 and 2015, and again in 2016, is the fact that this tax credit was set up by Congress, and it's set to expire at the end of 2016. Because things are so uncertain in Congress, no one's really betting on it.
So this is a huge tax credit, and if there's some uncertainty about it being renewed, people are saying it's now or never?
They're not saying it's now or never. They're saying, hey, let's get it done now instead of waiting.
Now, in addition to these federal tax credits, what is it about Vermont that's drawing some of these solar projects?
So there are a lot of things about Vermont. We have a lot of farmland that sits right next to three-phase transmission power on the Velco lines on Route 7. We also have a political will of a legislature, a governor, and others who really want to see renewable energy developed. The development of solar energy has been cited as a way for Vermont to reach its goal of 90% renewable by 2050. And that's another one of the things that's making this attractive to some folks.
So it seems like we've got really two things going on. We've got commercial developers with some pretty large projects, and we have a lot of homeowners who are also putting in solar installations.
That's correct.
And the advantage for the homeowners is what?
The advantage for the homeowner is that if you produce too much, your power company has to buy it back, and it has to buy it back at a higher rate because you made it with a renewable source. It's going to buy it through a process of credits on your bill. So let's say I had solar on my home. I'd have about 6 kilowatts on my home. I'm going to produce a whole lot more during the summer when the days are sunny and long than in the winter. So what I'm going to do is my power company is going to give me credits, and I'm going to build those up for the winter, and I'm pretty much going to not pay energy bills all year because I have solar.
Now, with this huge demand going on of all these projects, not everybody is thrilled about the expansion of solar projects. Some communities are trying to take steps to restrict the siting of projects in their towns. There's a big fight going on right now in Rutland Town. Tell us about that fight.
So what's going on is Rutland Town makes a donut around Green Mountain Power's Solar City, which is interesting. What's going on there is that there's a 2.2 megawatt project being proposed. If you've ever seen a project, 2.2 megawatts is probably the biggest one you've seen in Vermont. The biggest ones are about that big. And what's going on is that the town doesn't want it. The town even enacted siting standards to try to keep it from happening. They went to the Public Service Board and tried to stop it from happening. The Public Service Board approved it anyway, and they decided to take it to the Supreme Court.
So the reason that it has to go to the Public Service Board is that local communities right now don't have the authority to say, hey, we don't want this project in our town?
Right. I mean, it's a utility regulatory process. It's all going to be done at the state level. It's distinct from Act 250, and that's one of the things that's driving these concerns. The Section 248 process mimics a legal process with lawyers and experts and everyone wearing suits. Act 250 is a little different. And right now, towns can intervene in a Public Service Board proceeding, but many of them just don't feel they're being heard. It's not that they can't intervene.
So the Vermont Supreme Court is looking at this issue. Is the basic issue before the court what authority a local town has in the siting of solar projects?
That's certainly what the what at least one select board member wants to happen. If it set precedent, that would be the effect of it. But what we're really talking about at the Supreme Court level is that one case. Should 2.2 megawatts of solar split across Cold River Road, which is relatively rural?
But it could set a precedent, couldn't it? I mean, this is a decision that a lot of people are looking at very closely.
Yes, that's correct.
And what about the legislature? How is this issue reverberating in the legislature? Are there some lawmakers who want to give towns more authority?
There are definitely lawmakers that want to give more towns more authority. They tend to be a little bit more on the right. You'll talk to folks like Joe Benning. You'll talk to John Rogers. You'll talk to Butch Shaw from Pittsburgh. You'll talk to residents of New Haven or the Planning Commission in New Haven. They want to be able to give towns more deference. There have been bills that have been introduced but not passed or had hearings on them that would mean that, you know, a solar farm can only be on a brownfield site, right? A site that needs to be redeveloped. Most of those so far haven't actually had any hearings. And so what's going to happen is that when the Solar Siting Task Force, which met today, comes back in January, all eyes are going to be on what they reported. And so that task force is under a lot of pressure.
Do you have any sense in what approach that task force is going to take?
It looks like they're going to come up with a limit. They might tweak some of the standards they have for setback and screening, but it's yet to be seen what those specifics are.
Now, there's certainly lawmakers who strongly oppose efforts to give towns more authority or even veto power over their projects. What's their argument?
Their argument tends to be that, you know, the climate is changing rapidly. I think we had the warmest year in history this past year, and it's scheduled to be even warmer next year. That their perspective is that you can't slow down this clean energy development because it's going to worsen climate change.
Well, this promises to be one of the big issues of the 2016 legislative session. Once again, if you want to read Aaron's series on solar power, go to vtdigger.org. Aaron Mansfield, many thanks for being on the program today.
Thanks for having me, Bob.